This video was made possible by CuriosityStream. Watch unlimited documentaries for free for a month at curiositystream.com/reallifelore. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world, wedged between Nepal on one side, the 12th poorest country in the world, and the Tibet Autonomous Region in China, where there's only an average of 2 people that exist for every square kilometer. Everest is located in one of the most remote and hard-to-get-to places on the planet, but its status as the tallest mountain in the world has been attracting climbers from all across the world for a century now. However, Everest has a dark secret. Right now, as you're watching this video, there are over 300 dead bodies scattered across the mountain, many of which you will probably see yourself if you ever attempt to make the climb. There isn't any other tourist attraction in the world that's quite like that. You don't expect to see corpses while at Disney World, or the Grand Canyon, or the Great Barrier Reef, or anywhere else for that matter. But at Everest, it's just a given, and yes, Everest is a tourist destination, and that's part of what's made it become so dangerous. You see, in the entire decade of the 1970s, there were less than 600 attempts made to climb Everest. That's far fewer people than live in Antarctica during the brutal winter today, for context. 1,800 attempts were made during the 1980s, 2,600 more attempts during the 90s, and then the rate skyrocketed to over 4,000 attempts in the 2000s and nearly 5,000 attempts during the 2010s. Over 8 times the number of attempts that were made during the 1970s. All of this traffic has turned Everest into a popular destination for wealthy tourists in the middle of one of the most remote places on the planet. And the more that people try and climb, the more that some will inevitably fail and become a new, permanent part of the mountain's morbid and growing collection of corpses. The last year where nobody died while trying was all the way back in 1977. Unlike other mass graves, the bodies of Everest victims are well preserved due to the freezing environment, trapped in their clothing forever, and permanently frozen in their last moments like ghosts stuck in time. The hundreds of bodies have been left up there because bringing them down is extremely dangerous and can, and has, resulted in even more deaths. Perhaps the most famous body on the mountain is a man simply known as Green Boots, named after the bright green boots he was wearing since his identity has never been officially confirmed. It's likely that the body of Green Boots is that of an Indian climber named Sawang Paljor, who disappeared on the mountain back in 1996. The body of Green Boots is visible to everybody attempting to summit the mountain from the north side, even today. And if it is the body of Paljor, that means that it's been resting there in place for 23 years now. But that's far from the longest amount of time that a body has remained up there for. One of the first men to ever attempt climbing the mountain was George Mallory and his climbing partner Andrew Irvine. In 1924, they attempted to become the first humans to ever reach Everest's summit, and they were last seen alive a mere 800 vertical feet away from the top. But they were never seen or heard from again. That is, until 75 years later in 1999, when an expedition discovered Mallory's long-lost and very well-preserved body. In one of the greatest ongoing mysteries surrounding the mountain, the discovery of Mallory's body 75 years later was unable to prove if he had ever reached the summit or not 30 years previously to when the first confirmed humans did it in 1953. It's known that he and Irvine were carrying a camera that they would have used to photograph their accomplishment had they done it. But the camera wasn't located anywhere near his body. The body of Irvine, however, remains undiscovered on the mountain to this day, the discovery of which could change our understanding of history and exploration forever if he was indeed carrying that camera. The first woman to have ever died on the mountain was a German named Hannelore Schmatz back in 1979. During her descent after reaching the summit, she grew exhausted after one of her partners had frozen to death. She lay down to rest and simply never woke back up, her body remaining well-preserved for decades afterwards like a haunting ghost just nearby Camp 4 on the mountain. Her body was visible to everyone attempting to summit from the south side for decades afterwards. Attempts to remove the corpse were met with disaster when 2 men fell to their own deaths while trying to recover it 5 years later. A Norwegian mountaineer named Arne Næss Jr., who witnessed the body, described it like this. "It's not far now. I can't escape the sinister guard. Approximately 100 meters above Camp 4, she sits leaning against her pack, as if taking a short break. A woman with her eyes wide open and her hair waving with each gust of wind. It's the corpse of Hannelore Schmatz, the wife of the leader of a 1979 German expedition. She summited, but died descending, yet it feels as if she follows me with her eyes as I pass by. Her presence reminds me that we are here only on the conditions of the mountain. The wind did eventually blow her body out of sight, but others have still remained. One of the other most infamous bodies is that of Frances Arsentiev, also known as the Sleeping Beauty for her very well-preserved features. She and her husband Sergei successfully summited the mountain back in 1998, but on their way back down, they became separated. After getting back to the camp and realizing that she wasn't there, Sergei set back out to try and find her. Meanwhile, Frances was encountered by a team of Uzbek climbers who did what they could to help. She was unable to move and suffering from oxygen deprivation and frostbite, so they gave her their own oxygen and carried her down as far as they could until their own oxygen levels began getting dangerously low. If they continued with the rescue effort, they themselves might have died as well, so they were forced to leave her behind alive and try and find more help. She died sometime later, alone, while her husband's body was discovered the next year after apparently having suffered a fall. Her body remained plainly visible in the open for 9 more years until 2007, after it was successfully pushed away to a more hidden area. But perhaps the most infamous body on the mountain is that of David Sharp. He was an Englishman who successfully made it to the summit in 2006, but he did so alone, without a guide, he didn't bring enough supplementary oxygen bottles with him, and he didn't even bring a radio to use for emergencies. He began his descent dangerously late in the day and was still 8,500 meters up when the night came. He sought shelter in a rock overhang near the body of Green Boots when he ran out of oxygen and began freezing. During the next morning, as many as 40 people passed him by as he was sitting there dying, frozen and unable to move and barely able to speak, but still horrifyingly conscious. Most did nothing to help. Some tried what they could, but believed that he was too far gone. Like Arsentiev from earlier, people were afraid that helping him could have put their own lives in danger as well. He died later that morning, frozen in a sitting down position. Many of the over 300 bodies located on the mountain are used by climbers today as landmarks as they make their way up towards the top. A dark and morbid reminder of how fragile human life can actually be. Exploration always can be dangerous. Now that you know a lot about the darker side behind the exploration of Everest, you probably want to learn more about another dangerous chapter that's going on in modern exploration, our eventual return to the moon. Luckily, you can do so for free by watching this great documentary on CuriosityStream called Return to the Moon. It's a CuriosityStream original documentary that you won't be able to watch anywhere else, and it offers a unique glimpse into how we'll return to the moon soon, how we'll colonize it, and why we're doing this. CuriosityStream, meanwhile, is, of course, that awesome website where you can watch any of more than 2,400 documentaries completely for free on pretty much any device that you want. Best of all, though, by going to curiositystream.com/reallifelore or by clicking the link in the description and using the code REALLIFELORE, you can watch everything they have 100% for free for an entire month. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you again next week.